This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ما طلعت الشمس ولا غربت على يوم أفضل من يوم الجمعة. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the sun did not rise or set on a day that is better than Friday, than al-Jumu'ah. Hadana Allahu lahu wa dhalla anhu an-nas. He said, Allah guided us to it and people missed it. That is, in that hadith, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, wants you to begin to understand the ni'mah of Friday, of Jumu'ah. That actually so many people missed it. But Allah Azza wa Jal told you about it and guided you through it to what He likes. That it is a day of so much barakah in it that Allah Azza wa Jal has reserved it for the best of Ummah, the Ummah Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And not only that, He said, جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَنَا عِيدًا. He said, Allah made it a Eid for us. It's Friday. Is a Eid for Muslims. So we need really to understand the immense favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and how is it that we can turn Friday into a Eid? In what terms is it a Eid? Because Eid for us is a day of happiness that primarily is anchored in the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His mercy. Because of that, you become happy and joyful, in addition to other worldly means that increase your happiness. But the real joy is the joy of being close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So other people missed it, but you have an opportunity to take advantage of it. And Friday, subhanAllah, is not only important today, it has been important from the beginning and will be important till the end. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, about that day, he said, فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمْ. He was created, Adam was created on a Friday. وَفِيهِ يُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He admitted, was admitted into Friday, onto Jannah on a Friday. وَفِيهِ يُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. And he left Jannah on a Friday. وَحَبَطَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. And he was sent down to earth on a Friday. So he was created into Jannah, out of Jannah, to earth on a Friday. And he died on a Friday, alayhi salam. So that's the beginning. The beginning of our story is on Friday. And the end of the story of humanity on this earth will be also on a Friday, because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَفِيهِ النَّفْخَةُ وَفِيهِ الصَّعْقَةُ. On Friday also there is the nafkha, the blowing into the horn, and الصَّعْقَةُ, the death of humanity. That will take place on a Friday. And he says something interesting about الدواب, animals, living beings, excluding humans and the jinn. He says, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا وَهِيَ مُصِيخَةٌ مِنْ صُبْحِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ شَفَقًا مِنَ السَّاعَةِ. He says, there is no living being except the jinn and the ins, except that they are frightened and they are listening attentively from Fajr till sunrise to see whether the Day of Judgment is going to start on that Friday or not. And that tells you that the Day of Judgment will start in that period. The beginning of it is that period between Fajr and sunrise. So the beginning and the end. And after that, he alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah Azza wa Jal will gather days, will give them form, and will gather the days of the week, and will gather Friday, Zahra Munira. Friday will actually take a shape on the Day of Judgment, will be Zahra Munira, glowing and shining. حولها أهلها. Around Friday will be its people. the people of Friday. تُضِيءُ لَهُمُ الطَّرِيقِ, it will light their way for them. They say that their color or their light will be like snow. And they will smell like musk. And people will admire them until it leads them like a bride to its home until they enter Jannah. So it tells you, just like there are people of the Quran who study the Quran until they are known for it. And there are people of Hadith, also there are people of Jum'ah. And we ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, when we listen to all of these things, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make us people of Jum'ah. Does it have that intention? Because what's going to follow is going to tell you what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had said is awaiting all of us. And we know some of these things, but we need reminders. So he said alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith, من اختصل يوم الجمعة ووضع من الطيب ولبس من أحسن ثيابه ودنا من الإمام وصلى ما كتب الله له ولم يلغو ولم يؤذي أحدا ولم يفرق بين اثنين غفر له ما بين الجمعتين وزيادة ثلاثة أيام. He says if a person bathes on Friday, meaning with the intention that I'm doing this for the Salah, so he bathes on Friday and he puts on perfume. This is exclusive to men. He puts on perfume, puts on the best clothes that he has, because after all, remember we said it is what? Eid, right? And this is what we do on Eid. You bathe, you put on best clothing that you have, you put on what? Perfume. And says he comes and he sits close to the Imam. And he prays as much as Allah will write for him to pray. And he does not hurt anybody. And he does not engage in unnecessary idle speech while the Imam is talking. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed, his sins between this Friday and the one previous will be forgiven an additional 3 days. Meaning he will get the reward of forgiveness for 10 days for that act that he did. Friday, as some scholars have said, is the mirror of the week. See, in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salawatu al-khams. والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان كفارة لما بينهما مجتنبت الكبائر. He says the 5 daily prayers, and one Friday to the other, and one Ramadan to the other, they forgive the sins in between as long as you avoid the major sins. So the scholars have said, based on that, they said that Hajj is the mirror of your life, because it's obligation once. So how well you perform it, and the effort that you put in it for it to be mabrur, righteous, determines the rest of your life. What you've done before and how the rest of your life will be lived, that hajj determines it. Because al-hajj al-mabrur, as he said alayhi salatu wasalam, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. The righteous has no reward except jannah. So if you do it well, that's the mirror of your life, meaning what you succeed. And they said the Ramadan is the mirror of your year. How well you perform, and if you're diligent in your ibadah, that will influence the rest of your year. So if salim alaka Ramadan, if Ramadan is safe for you, if you obey Allah in it, Allah will preserve you for the rest of the year. Wal Jum'ah is the mirror of the week. Friday is the mirror of the week. If you put an effort in your Jum'ah, Allah will bless the rest of your week for you. So bathing, he said alayhi salatu wasalam in another hadith, because we take it lightly, oh, it doesn't really matter, but no. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ مَنْ اِغْتَسَلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي طَهَارَةٍ حَتَّى الْجُمْعَةِ الْأُخْرَىٰ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. He said that if you bathe on a Friday, you will continue to be in a state of purity till the next Jum'ah. And that's not a physical state of purity, you still need to make wudu. But the influence of that purification will touch your soul for the rest of the week, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. So it's not something that can be taken lightly. In fact, it's something that is needed for you to feel a Friday, Jum'ah, to be a blessed Friday. This is how you start. And it changes your attitude about the rest of the day, about the rest of the week, because you look forward to it. In another hadith, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, من غسل واغتسل وبكر وابتكر ومشى ولم يركب ودنا من الإمام ولم يلغو كتب له بكل خطوة أجر سنة وقيامها. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, من غسل واغتسل, one who bathes meaning washes his hair and the rest of his body. وبكر وابتكر, he comes early to the salah. And we're going to stop at each one of them to explain them further inshallah, but let me translate the entire hadith first. He comes early to the salah. And he walks and he does not take a ride, but actually he walks. And he comes close to the imam, sits close to him, and listens attentively, and does not engage in unnecessary, counterproductive speech or actions. He will get, for each step that he take, a year's reward. It's fasting and night prayer. For each step that you will be taking, just for these things that you have done just before coming to the salah, that's what you will get for it. But let's understand here what the Prophet ﷺ is saying and what he wants from us. The first one is bathe. And that's a given, right? It will take 5 minutes from us, but a full shower of the body. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ, he came early. They said one of the earliest sunnahs to be forgotten in Islam is coming early to a Friday. Because the early salaf, the sahaba, they would used to come early as after Fajr. They would pray their Fajr, take their breakfast, what have you, and then they would come to the masjid. Now we do not need or may not be able to do that today. But coming early to the salah is very beneficial for a couple of reasons. One is every Eid has an offering. Right? For Eid al-Fitr, you pay a zakah. For Eid al-Adha, there's the animal sacrifice. Where is the offering for this Eid? He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, هذا المهجر إلى الصلاة كمن قرب بدنا. Who says one who comes early, meaning the earliest to the salah, is as if he has offered a camel to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who comes after, in the second hour, is be as if he had offered a cow. And the one who comes in the third hour, be as if he offered the sheep. And the one who comes in the fourth hour, as if he had offered the chicken. And the one who comes in the last hour, before the imam comes, as if he had offered an egg. Offerings. But at least an egg is better than nothing. So the earliest that you can come, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will write that for you, that you have offered something and given it to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And think about it, what also you're doing is that you're getting yourself ready for the salah and the khutbah. Because you're sitting and you're remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you are mentioning His name and the salah and salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. So you say, when I come early, what should I do? You say, first of all, salah, nafil. Pray as many rak'ahs as you want. Then sit and read Surah Al-Kahf. If you cannot read it then schedule a time for you to read it. Why? Because he said alayhi salatu wasalam, and again, this is a reminder. I know that we know this, but we need to hear it again. من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. He says, if you read Kahf, Surah Al-Kahf, on a Friday, you will have light between the two Fridays. Allah will give you light between the two Fridays. So this is light in space and in time. Light in time as the day passes. There's a light in space. Another hadith says, أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيرِ. He says he will have light between him and the oldest house, which is what? Kaaba. So you have a connection now, a spatial connection to the Kaaba, light between you and the Kaaba, and light from here till next Friday, just for Surah Al-Kahf. And he also said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, in case you say, what else can I do? He says, when he mentioned Friday, قَالَ فَأَكْثِرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. He says, increase salah upon me and for me, because it will be presented to me. So while you are sitting waiting for the salah, اللهم صلي وسلم على محمد, اللهم صلي وسلم على محمد, اللهم صلي وسلم على محمد, 100 times, 200, 500, because the more that you do, the closer you will be to Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام. And don't say, I love him. If you love him, you'll mention him. And if you mention him, you will love him. So this is how the Prophet ﷺ wanted you to express that love by increased salah and salam upon him, alayhi salatu wassalam. And if you cannot do it before Friday, schedule a time where you would do it after Fajr, after Asr, but you say to yourself, I'm doing 100 every week. Stick to that, and that will grow bi'idhnillah azza wa jalla in something that is great. So, bakkara wa abtakar. What if I'm late and I come to the masjid after the imam comes on the minbar and the muadhin is calling the adhan? He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, قال إذا كان يوم الجمعة, when it's Friday, there will be angels sitting at the doors, the entrances of the mosque, writing the name of everybody who comes down, who comes inside. Until the muadhin starts calling the adhan and the imam is on the minbar, they close those books and they sit down. So sahabi asked another, or a tabi'i asked a sahabi. He says, will that not be written for them, those who came late, that they attended Friday? He says, yes, it will be written for them that they attended Friday, but their names will not be in those books. Their names will not be in those books. This is exclusive to those who come early and who can come early. And maybe some of us have an excuse. Maybe we can't really come early. I'm working, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And Allah knows that excuse more than anybody else. But if you have the intention that if I could, I would, Allah writes that for you. And on your days off, test yourself. When Allah gives you the opportunity to move the hours of the day so that maybe I could work a little bit later or a little bit earlier, but maybe I could use that to come early to a Friday, to gain all these rewards, test yourself by saying, am I genuine in my intention? Because when I have the day off, I still come late, right? Or when I can come early, I still don't. Test yourself. Because you do want your name to be recorded. And that will be presented to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And what an honorable mention that is. And he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, masha wa lam yarkab. He walks and he does not ride. And that points to the virtue of walking to Jum'ah. And again, we may say, well, that's not really easily applied today. We say, do your best. Do your best. You can park as far as you can and walk the rest to the masjid. By that, by doing that, you're giving other brothers who are coming late the opportunity to take your space. But also what you're doing is that you are applying that sunnah of actually walking to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla as far as you can, as long as it's convenient and there's no hardship in it. And once a sahabi saw another walking to the masjid on a Friday, فقال له, he told him, أبشر فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال من اغبرت قدماه في سبيل الله حرمهم الله على النار. He saw him walking to a Friday and he said, hear the good news. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when your feet become dusty because of walking in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, hellfire will not touch them. So this is fi sabilillah. And that's a sacrifice that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us of those who sacrifice for His sake. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. He continued عليه الصلاة والسلام in that hadith, قال ودنا من الإمام. He comes close to the Imam, and that tells you that there's a virtue to be close to the Imam as much as you can, and that can only be accomplished when you come early. So if you come early, in fact, Allah favors you with that. You sit as close as you can to the Imam. And if you put a distance between you and him, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, وَلَا يَزَالُ قَوْمٌ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. People will continue to put distance between them and virtue until Allah Azza wa Jalla puts distance between them and their virtue. Like in the Jannah, they will be at a distance. Why? Because he did not come close. And you had the opportunity to come close. To rush to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and come near the Imam, because your experience of the khutbah will be different. And you can test it if you wish, sitting in the first line and the last line. And you'll see how much you get from the khutbah. And he says, وَلَمْ يَلْغُوا. And he did not commit لَغُو. لَغُو is unnecessary, counterproductive, useless speech and actions. Example of it, if you tell your brother who's talking during Friday, أَنصِتْ, listen. If you just tell him, listen, this is لَغُو. That's considered لَغُو. And وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. If you are playing with the pebbles or with the carpet while the imam is giving the khutbah, this is considered لَغُو. Unnecessary movement, unnecessary speech, counterproductive to the intention of the salah. Like what happens if that's the case? You lose the reward of the Jum'ah. It's still, you perform the obligation, but you lose the reward of the Jum'ah. And included if that is, of course, is playing with your phone. Right? You lose the reward. And there's an incident where Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he was sitting in the khutbah listening to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. You can just imagine that, listening to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam give the khutbah. Then one of the sahaba comes, either it's Abu Dhar or Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he asks Ubay ibn Ka'b a question, and Ubay looks at him angrily, doesn't say anything. Then he asks him another question, Ubay looks at him angrily and does not answer him. Then after the salah, a sahabi comes and says to Ubay, are you angry with me? Why didn't you answer me? And he told them, he says, you have nothing from this Jum'ah except the words that you have spoken. And in the other hadith it says, you did not attend Jum'ah with us. He says, why? He says, you spoke while Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was speaking. So that sahabi goes and he asks him, is that true? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sadaqa Ubay, Ubay has spoken the truth. In another hadith it states it even explicitly when it says that if a person comes into Jum'ah and he does lahu, and he hurts people around him, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ ظُهْرًا, it will be written for him as ظُهْر. Perform the obligation, but you lose the immense reward of Friday. So you want to make sure when you come into Jum'ah, you don't pass through people. Unless there's a gap and they did not fill it, then you're allowed to do so. But don't disturb and perturb people by passing through them. Or also if people are sitting together, because it says in the hadith, وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ, he did not separate between two people. People are sitting together, they want to sit together. You come and you impose yourself in that space without their permission. You're not allowed to do this. You have to say, can I? And they have allowed you, you can. Otherwise you can. So you have to take care that when you come to Salatul Jum'ah, before the Salah, in the Salah, in the parking lot after the Salah, you don't hurt anybody. You don't want to lose the reward of the Jum'ah. So when we do this, imagine every step that you take from your home to here, it will be the reward of 1 year, fasting all of it and praying its nights. And that is a reward that is waiting for the believers. Waiting for those who take Jum'ah very seriously. And it says also in the hadith, استمع وأنصت. Istama'a means listens with his ear. Ansat means listens with his heart. And that is the beauty of coming to the masjid and reading Quran and making dua and remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it gets you ready for the khutbah. And if not, your heart and mind will be distracted. So it's not enough for the person just to be physically here. The heart has to be here as well. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا, meaning your ears and your hearts as well. It's the same thing with the khutbah. So if we do this, then Friday will be special. Special in the dunya and special in the akhirah. I want to emphasize that it is really upon us to make Friday something that is unique, to make it something that is a'eed, a tremendous a'eed, a beautiful a'eed, based upon the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you ignore Friday, it will be like any other day. If you neglect it, it will be like any other day, and you will lose the rewards that are in it. But if you honor it, Allah Azza wa Jal will honor you, and you will get its rewards. If you forget about Friday and you don't attend it, the one who misses 3 consecutive Fridays, he said alayhi salatu wasalam about him, طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قَلْبِهِ, and another hadith, he says, فَهُوَ مُنَافِقْ, he says that he's a hypocrite, or Allah will put a seal on his heart. It's not something light. Friday is a must, and honoring it is an honor in itself. But I want to say, make it special. Make it special for yourself and make it special for your family. Let the family feel, if you have children, let the children feel that this day really is a special day. From the moment that they wake up and the aroma inside the house is different. From the food that they eat for breakfast or lunch, for the perfume that you put inside the house, for the energy inside the house, for what you will take him before or after, let them feel that this is really a special day, because when you honor Friday like that, it will stay with them when they're older. And they will always remember, my mom used to do this on Friday, and my father used to do this on Friday, and perhaps they will continue to do that right after. Or whatever life will take them, they will come back because of these memories that they have of what you used to do on that day. And there's nothing special bad about cooking something special on Friday or doing something special on Friday. There is, wallahu a'lam, basis for it. And that following story tells you a lot about the condition of the Sahaba and their contentment and how impoverished they were. This is in Al-Bukhari. They say that there was an elderly woman who used to cook for the Prophet والسلام, and the Sahaba each Friday, meaning as they are leaving the masjid, she would cook something for them. Now what would she cook? She will cook barley, sha'ir, and a silk, which today they call Swiss chard. A vegetable and barley, mixes that together and she cooks that. And that's what she offers to them as they are leaving from the masjid. The Sahaba would say, we used to look forward to Friday because of the food that she offered. Right? See how simple it was? Because in their eyes it was a lot. So yes, we have this connection or attraction to Friday religiously. There's nothing wrong with it having it in worldly terms as well. So enliven your Friday. Bring it back to life. Come early to the Salah. Be recorded among those who have attended. Offer in sacrifice as big an animal as you can. And mention Allah Azza wa Jalla in it. And remember that is what the meter of the rest of the week. If you invest in your Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless the rest of it. And finally, I'll mention inshaAllah, as an addition to it, if you can donate, make it a habit. And the brothers have mentioned to me that they have this automated donation where it will do that on your behalf. So whatever you can, a dollar, two, three, five, but the beauty of it is that it's a continuous sadaqah that you could set and you could forget about. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ij'alna min Ahli Jum'ah, make us of the people of Friday, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us of those whose dua is answered on the day of Friday. Make us of those who remember Allah often on that day. Make us of those who come early to Jum'ah. Make us of those who bless you on that day and are blessed on that day, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make Friday a true Eid for us, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, and forgive us all of our sins in it. Ya Allah, bless for us the rest of our week. Bless for us the rest of our year. Bless for us the rest of our life. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, for all the best in this dunya and in the akhirah. And protect us from the worst of this dunya and the akhirah. Protect us from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect us from the whispers of the shaitan and those who are his helpers. Protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, from our own weaknesses and our addictions. Protect us from our sins, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you the greatest and the highest levels of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, and we seek your protection from hellfire for us, our families, and the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adab al nar. Allahumma ya muqallib al qulubi thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma ya musarrif al qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Aslih lana sha'nana kullah wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata 'ain wa aqim as-salah.